If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. It doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer, or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
What most people do is they back away from adversity. But if you want to see if you're a brave person, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Thoughts aren't true. Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
I think what makes life more difficult for people is the judgment they have on themselves about what they believe they're supposed to do or supposed to have achieved.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. I seen an article the other day where they were talking about Oprah Winfrey and how she got fired because she wasn't good for television. Walt Disney, who got fired, if I'm not mistaken, from a newspaper saying he had no imagination. You gotta take those losses, you gotta take those hits. There's gotta be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again, and again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
If you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
I think a hopeful message that anyone who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you.
If you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? You gotta change something.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
The world belongs to optimists. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. 99% right and 100% wrong. So, like, they're right 99% of the time. But they're wrong 100% because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Like, your family and friends will say that every girl that you ever date is not good enough. Except for the one time you find the girl that you're actually going to marry. And then it doesn't matter. Or like, this won't last. Or like, this business idea, it's not going to work. And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. 9. As in the first one, spent time, failed. Second one, this one will be different, failed. Third one, this is the one. And then 6 more after that. It's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today, but not forever.
If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, if then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain 2. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen.
Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.
The average real man does not need to go get therapy for the battles and the burdens he's carrying inside. What he needs is for those that he's carrying them for to recognize that they're there and to respect it and to be grateful for it.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot. and it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. And then life is going to pull you out and it's going to put you on an anvil and it's going to hammer on you some more. And you're going to say, what, am I done yet? Am I a sword for the ages? No. No, you're not. You're not done yet. Embrace the journey and the process of life. You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
People sacrifice the thing that they want for the thing which is supposed to get it. So a lot of the time, we will sacrifice happiness in order to be able to achieve success, so that when we finally have enough success, we can allow ourselves to be happy. So you sacrifice the thing that you want, which is happiness,
right,
for the thing which is supposed to get it, which is success.
Yeah.
And it's a super common pattern amongst high performers. You know, they grow up and maybe their parents have high standards for them.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
And they say that the subtext is that love is contingent on what I can bring to the world. And growing up, this person internalizes the lesson, it is very important for me to overperform, and they're driven by this desire to do more and to prove people wrong and a chip on their shoulder and all of this. The problem is, I think that on average, high performers are more miserable than the average person.
Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now, or stay home on the couch, you know, watching the life pass by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. The people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working. You're too tired. You don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination. It's the journey.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like when you are locked in and you are, you're taking and you're in a rhythm and you're, every day you're knocking it down. You never miss a step.
To the gym one day.
Yeah. If you have one good day where you eat clean, you drink a lot of water and you, like you did, you got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out your driveway, you got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
You just like to put the pass on. You love when it's showtime. Everybody in the crowd, you're like, hey, mom, can you see? You can't even start until you know your people there. Once you see them, you're like, showtime. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process.
You can get wiser and you can get better. The winters won't change, but you can. And that's how life changes for you. See, before I understood, when it was winter, I used to wish it was summer. I didn't understand. When it was hard, I used to wish it was easy. I didn't know. And then Mr. Schoaf gave me a part of his very unique philosophy when he said, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. See, that triggered my whole life change. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom. That's the key.
Nothing's permanent. Nothing's permanent. That's why I'm always big on, you have to keep what you want to be in the front of your mind, because you're going to always lose it within the suffering. And suffering, people always hear me say suffering, it's not just physical, man. There's so many forms of suffering out here, it's not even funny. And most of them are not physical. Most of them are psychological.
Man, I'm built different, period. I'm just built different, man. And I've always had an eye, a discipline and a work ethic that I've had at a young age that I just apply it to everything that I want to do. Mm. So I would say that, you know, I rarely go out, you know, reading, you know what I'm saying, trying to reverse engineer how to be successful. Like, how do I, you know, start my own production company? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I always felt like if other cats was out partying, I was home studying, I would have an edge. If I'm eating food, I'll save the best for last. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'll eat around it to the one part that I really want. I don't eat. I'm going to say that. I'm a delayed, you know what I'm saying, gratification. I'm that type of person. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm literally like, all right, I will party later. I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's been my mentality. It's like, I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. Like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later. That's always been my mentality, and that is what that works for me.
2 a.m. What I love about 2 a.m. is that we're not living by the clock, man. It's because the clock says 10 o'clock time to go to sleep or 9 to 5 time to go to work. That's bullshit. If you're in bed right now and you're rolling around, you can't fall asleep, get the fuck up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night. 2 a.m. Not a fucking person's here. I can scream my fucking ass off. No one hears me. I can cry. I can shit myself. I can put an honest day's work in here that more than anyone does in a week. And no one sees it. Because it's supposed to be that way. This is the fucking means to the end. It's not the end. All those motherfuckers that come here, their hair done, the makeup, you know, these guys come in shirts to be seen. Missing the fucking point, man. Missing the point. You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your fucking dues so later in life you never wonder what if.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Say what you can do, do what you say. You can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
And my three questions are, what do you want? How badly do you want it? And how much are you willing to suffer? And very often, everything revolves around the first question, what do you want? Because a lot of people are unclear what they want from life. They don't sit down and think through. We are writing our own life story every day, and yet we don't think about it. Who do we want to be? Where do we want to live? What life do we want to lead? When we've finished our life, come to the end of our life and look back, what do we want to say that we've done? So, what do you want is a very powerful question. And then, if an athlete says, I want to be the best, Bill, fine. How badly do you want it? Because you've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder. You've got to commit more. You've got to take more responsibility. You've got to deal with more ups and downs. And if we can deal with that question, how much are you willing to suffer? Because I work with gold medal champions and they suffer every day. They work enormously hard. They sacrifice enormous things in order to get that success.
The people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset
are being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and, you know, and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
It's up to the individual to allow the dreariness to set inside. Do we worry about external factors or do we worry about what's inside of ourselves? Those two different things are the two measures of confidence, positive and negative confidence. And negative confidence is the egocentric person. Bases all their performance trying to achieve third parties' agreeability, their likeness, their thumbs up, because we value their opinion. Those kind of people allow this mood and weather and everything that's set in to dictate their performance of the day. There's also another side, the positive side of confidence, starts from within. It's called pride. That doesn't value rain, sun, you know, if there's someone in the corner looking at them, if it's 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, that pride is always awake, always turning, always burning for the ideology of greatness to be matured into reality. That's internal pride. No one can alter that. But if you're coming in here with an ego, you better check it right here in the parking lot, because that will destroy your efforts in there. It also will probably destroy you physically, because an ego person puts others first in their opinion second. So they're always willing to gamble themselves to adhere to what the third party people want. That's a recipe for disaster, guys. Inside, we grow. We start from here and it comes out. This workout's called Victorial Pride.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is... People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.